Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anastasia Aaliyah in Sydney with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, two cultural heritage protection applications have been rejected for the future site of Brisbane's $3.6 billion Olympic Stadium, following the arrest of five people at the Gori Camp embassy protest site. Last Friday, Brisbane City Council officers and Queensland Police dismantled the camp in Victoria Park despite non-violent resistance from protesters. On Sunday, Federal Environmental Minister Murray Watt stated that he has received 10 applications under the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Heritage Protection Act, with two rejected and five still under assessment. Though Watt acknowledged the importance of the area to the Turrbal and Yagara peoples, he also stated that the rejected applications were unable to be satisfied and that either application met the statutory requirements for the declaration to be made. Despite this, protesters remain hopeful of Victoria Park's future. Save Victoria Park's Sue Bremner, Councillor Sil Chong-Wa, and former Queensland Premier Campbell Newman have all voiced their support for maintaining Victoria Park, with all agreeing that the fight is not over. More in local news, fears for Redland's koala populations have intensified after the federal government's approved plans for the Redland White Water Centre. The Federal Environment Department ruled the Brisbane 2032 Olympic venue can proceed without a full environmental assessment, provided strict conditions are met. Deputy Premier Jared Blagie welcomed the decision, saying it is a positive step towards delivering something the Redlands community will be proud of. However, community campaigners have condemned the approval, with President of the Community Alliance for Responsible Planning, Lavina Wood, saying she was in disbelief over the decision. Wood argues the development will be built in a core koala habitat and could further threaten the local populations. But Acting Redlands Mayor Julie Tolte says environmental protections have been built into the project from the beginning. The approval includes conditions requiring koala management plans in conservation areas, fauna spotters during vegetation clearing, and wildlife corridors across the site.
In national news, last Saturday during Reconciliation Week, hundreds of people gathered in Tilba off the coast of New South Wales to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Biamunga and Gulga National Parks being returned back to their traditional owners. This land, as well as two mountains between Bega and Nirumba, is considered sacred to the Yuin people and was handed back to the Yuin people in 2006. In her opening address to the festival, Walbunja woman Auntie Rosalind Field said that the handback was more than a transfer of title, it was a moment of truth, recognition, and justice for Aboriginal people. In the address, she also says that the handback was never just about being one generation. It was always about those who would come after us, and how, quote, it is our responsibility to ensure they know the stories, walk the tracks, feel the spirit of the place, and understand what it means to belong, end quote. In more national news, more than 580 artists signed an open letter to Melbourne Fringe Festival calling to reduce fees charged to artists, a request the festival board rejected. The open letter demanded two things. One, to revert the venue cutback to 30% of each ticket sale, which is now raised to 35%. Two, stop charging fees on fees. Asking to take the 35% from net sales, the board rejected both demands. Comedian Andy Bullock is worried that the festival will become a really homogenized art sector of just rich white people who can make it. Writer, producer, and clown Lucas Manges added that performing shouldn't just be for the wealthy, the people that have the bank of mom and dad to fall back on. However, chair of the Melbourne Fringe Board of Directors, Michael Cantor, said without charges to the model of artist contribution, Melbourne Fringe could not continue operating the festival hub in its current form. However, the festival, if only the wealthy... However, what is a festival if only the wealthy artists could perform?
In international news, five are alive, but the mission's not over yet. Specialist divers are continuing to search a cave in central Laos for two more miners suspected to still be trapped inside. South Australian diver Josh Richards has stated that when the first five villagers were rescued, they provided a map indicating a passage further beyond the one they were found in. Richards has been requested to stay in Laos, providing support in the search alongside Finnish and Thai divers Mikko Pasi and Noraset Benz Palasing. Both Pasi and Benz worked on another cave diving search and rescue in 2018 involving a junior association football team trapped in Thailand's Tam Luang Cave. Richards commented on the passage, stating that it sounds like it's even tighter and more unpleasant than what Mikko and Benz had been diving through previously. Though the suspected remaining miners would have to survive up to 10 days underground, the caving team and specialist divers like Richards are planning the next stage of the rescue. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny, a good one. It's currently 12 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. Happy first day of winter. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to fortiplez.org.au.
Thank you, Zedliners. Just to give you a quick back announce before the songs we had before Zedlines, we had Blue Diner, Sea Anemone off of their Disc 2 record. We also had Tortoise, Oganesson, which is off of their Touch album, and they were great last night. Well worth the tiredness that I'm feeling this morning. And at the top of the bracket, we had Tara Clerk and Trio with Somewhere Good, the title track off of their new record. You're listening to Suffering Jukebox here on 4ZZZ. I'm going to go to a new single from local band Mr. Finn. This is To Be In It.